In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And on this week's episode, we're gonna talk, just chat a little bit.
Yep.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was okay. It was okay. I spent it with Mac and Lizzie and Lizzie's mom. So that was nice.
That's fun.
But that was about it.
Mine was
too exciting.
Yeah, mine was okay. I mean, I got to visit family. We traveled back to Indiana, and I got to experience traveling with an electric car and charging, which wasn't bad, but it was kind of a pain sometimes. Also, for those that don't know, if you don't follow me on my personal Instagram, I did lose my baby. Ooh.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Bobo crossed the Rainbow Bridge day before Thanksgiving, and we're all pretty choked up about it. It's pretty rough.
Still adjusting, trying to get used to him not being here. So it's hard. But I'm working on it.
You're doing great.
I'm trying to keep it together, but we'll see how this goes. Aside from that, we got to visit family. Ryan got to see his family. I got to show off my car, although it was damaged. And oh, yeah. When we traveled back, I did run into an issue traveling back where when I charged in Erie, Pennsylvania, because we went to Jamestown on the way back and stopped in Jamestown. And when we charged in Erie, Pennsylvania, it was at a Walmart Supercenter, which a lot of the chargers were, like the Electrify Americas, a lot of them were at a Walmart Supercenter or something like that. Mm-hmm. Well, the one that we used in Erie, Pennsylvania, I went in to use the bathroom and to just look around while we were charging just to kill time. And I didn't get a notification, but when I looked to see where, like, what percentage it was at, my car had paused charging for some reason. So I don't know if someone, like, messed with it or something happened, but it wasn't charging.
Oh, no.
So I went out to it, and I mean, there were other cars charging, so it could have just been the person next to me accidentally bumped it, or they thought that they were changing or doing something on the screen for theirs and they hit something, or they were messing with me and they actually pushed the button on the side of my car and caused it to pause charging because they thought someone was trying to mess with my car. But then when I went out and I fixed it, I just unplugged it and plugged it back in and just started the charging again. It charged fine. However, the following day, when we were nowhere near Erie, Pennsylvania anymore, I got a notification on my phone that said an Electrify America session had started. I was like, well, we're driving, one. And two, when I looked, I first was like under the assumption, oh, it's just sometimes it was going, like it notified me a little bit later than when it actually happened. And I was like, well, we did just finish charging. Maybe it noticed that I charged at another charging station, but wasn't Electrify America, but whatever. Well, it was like 20-30 minutes later, I got a notification that my charging session happened and finished, and then it sent me like, here's the details. So I looked and I was like, this is for Erie, Pennsylvania. I'm nowhere near Erie, Pennsylvania. And it was for today, like the day that we were driving. And I was like, so I called, and after 30 minutes waiting, it was more than 30 minutes, I get a hold of someone and they're like, oh, well, it looks like maybe did you forget to finish your session? I'm like, even if I forgot to finish my session, this was 12 hours later. Someone else started a new session with my information. So your systems should have kicked me out after a few minutes whenever I'm not there.
Right.
But I was like, yes, I finished my session. So I don't know. I don't know what you're saying. But he put in a, and I actually need to call them. He put in a ticket for them to review the charging session details. And then if it, the VIN number of the vehicle that was charged doesn't match my VIN, then they will reimburse me. So okay. I don't know what happened there, but I need to call them and see what the hell's going on with it. Cause I was like, and it hasn't happened again since. So I don't know if it was just maybe for some reason the session didn't time out, but I'm pretty sure I clicked finish whenever I was done with it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. We shall see. Aside from that, it went pretty fine. We got back on, well, early Tuesday morning, because it was around 1 o'clock in the morning, Tuesday morning, Monday evening. Mm-hmm. And got everything put up and we're just here. And I worked from home all week this week because I was like, I'm not driving all the way into Quincy this week just to sit on my computer all day because we were in audits. We had two audits going on that I was supporting. So I was like, not going to drive all the way in to just sit on my computer all day and do pull audit requests.
Right. When you can literally do that from home.
Yeah. So I just did that all week. And I took my car in today to get it fixed from the rear end collision. And they gave me a rental car. I'm not super happy with the rental car they gave me because it's not electric one, but it's a mid-size SUV, so it's a Dodge Durango. So now I'm going to have to pay for gas for that, and there's no way they're going to reimburse me for paying for gas whenever I, because they're just going to say, well, you would have to pay for something anyways, but it's not actually true, because I hardly ever pay for electricity for my car.
Right.
So I don't know. I might reach out to the, or keep my receipts for whenever I fuel up and reach out to the insurance company and ask them to, if they can reimburse me for that, since I'm paying money out of pocket that I wouldn't have to pay usually.
Right. That makes sense.
Aside from that, just work.
Yeah.
Life.
Same.
I've been, we did do our activity at my family Thanksgiving thing where.
Oh, yeah,
I brought the boxes and we took the little pouches and almost everybody participated with decorating the pouches. Like, no, yeah. We didn't do the bracelet portion because I didn't want to mess with it.
Yep, that's fair.
We just did the pouches, so I'm actually working on today, and then over the weekend, I'm going to do the rest of the bracelets for all of them, and then we should be done, and I'll be packaging that. I've basically got all of them done, except for some of the teen ones, because I had the LGBTQ plus boxes, mm-hmm. and I also had the teen mental health awareness boxes and stuff. The teen ones are ones that I need to finish because they have cards in them instead of like an actual like blank card instead of a note card. And they're in a weird little bag, so I have to figure out how to put it in there. That's what I'm doing this weekend.
I am not doing that this weekend. I am watching the Bo Ricino, because today is Horace's 30th birthday. So Nick is taking him on a little getaway. And other than that, it's just work in school. And in the final stretch, classes end on the 10th. So I'm down to like the last little bit. I got to write a paper this weekend. Yeah, that's about it. Like I got a massage yesterday. Yes, yesterday. Because I don't remember if I talked about this on one of the previous episodes. Because I think it was during the time that we were skipping. I fell in the shower and discovered that I am in fact able to do the splits. That was not the way I wanted to find out. And my hip has been killing me ever since. So I went and got a massage at work yesterday to kind of help with that. My hips feel great now, but my back and my shoulders are like, okay, we did a lot. So everything's like really sore. But other than that, otherwise, I'm pretty boring. I changed my my major for school this morning. So now I'm going for an English / Korean degree. And yeah, that's as exciting as it gets right now. We're in the lull right now.
Work is insane. I was going to say, how's work going since you started that new position?
It's going. Yeah. It's been kind of a mess, but we're getting there. We're getting there. I don't know, but I've been super emotional the last couple of days, which has made work kind of difficult. But what are you sending me right now?
I figured we could do some Am I the Assholes too.
Oh.
So it's not just us talking, it's also maybe doing something, talking a little bit of, doing some Reddit posts. Maybe some interesting conversation. I don't remember which one I sent you, but oh yeah, that one and that one. So I'm gonna close those out and then so I have two and I sent you two.
Oh, fantastic. So we can alternate.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we all know how much I love talking about what assholes these people are. Speaking of assholes, oh my God.
I'm right here.
Not you. Where did you go?
I'm sitting down and my desk is moving.
I watched a movie last night. I watched my first Tyler Perry movie last night.
Okay.
I had never seen a Tyler Perry movie before. So last night I watched Why Did I Get Married?
Oh, okay.
And this was the first time in my life that I have felt that level of rage at a person who is not real.
Yeah.
I literally at one point during the movie, I turned and I looked because I was watching it with Nick, Horace, and Kat. I turned and I looked at Nick and Kat and I went, I am going to murder him. Like, I'm literally going to kill this person. And they were like, you can't kill this person. They're not real. And they're just a character. And I'm like, no, I'm going to find this person, kill them. So I don't know if you've ever seen the movie, but
I think I have. I've seen a lot of those Tyler Perry movies, so I'm trying to remember which one that one is.
It's the one with there's the couples that go on a retreat together.
Okay. Yeah. There's another one that gives you, I think a lot of those give you that vibe where you like, there's one person in it where it's like you want to stab them until they stop breathing and then keep stabbing them for like 15 more minutes after that.
Correct. I was like in my head going, okay, I'm going to remove this person's genitals first, force feed it to them, and then just stab them until they stop breathing. I was very like, whew, I was like, wow, I have felt rage before, but not like that. Not towards a fictional character.
Yeah. That's funny.
So I was just like, okay, all right, cool, cool. That's what's happening right now.
All right. Well, do you want to start with the one of the am I the assholes that I sent you? And then yeah. I'll go and then you go and then I go with the last one.
Sure. That sounds good to me.
Okay. Great.
I'm going to start with
in Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Am I the asshole for kicking my girlfriend out of my house after she showed up announced?
Unannounced?
It says announced.
Oh, they forgot the letters then.
Clearly. I, 25 male, was hanging out with my friends and my girlfriend, 20 female, called me. We'd been texting about a sensitive issue in our relationship and I knew she wanted to talk about it, but I was with my friends and I like to keep our issues private. She kept calling and I said, I'm not doing this right now. And then she texts, then I'm not texting you. Good night. My friends leave because they're going someplace else and I wanted to stay in. So I go get me some snacks from the dollar store and Panda Express. My girlfriend has my location and she saw that I left home after I told her I was with my friends. As soon as I get home, she comes over and enters the code to my door to come into my house. I see her and she immediately tries to run upstairs questioning me who is over and what am I doing. I take her back downstairs and tell her I gave you the code under the condition that you can come over between classes during the day and to let me know before you ever arrive and never come unannounced because I believe in boundaries. She says she should be able to come whenever because she's my girlfriend. I told her that's not how this works and it was a blatant break of my trust. Am I the asshole?
I don't think so.
I also don't think that the poster is the asshole in this situation. I do believe that since they recognized that they were texting about a sensitive issue in their relationship and that he knew that she wanted to talk about it, that he should have planned with her a time to talk about it. Like, explain to her, hey, I'm with my friends. We can talk about this XYZ. Because it does sound that he kind of just left her hanging.
I think it's a little weird that we don't really know how far away from where they live this person lives, mm-hmm. that their girlfriend lives. So my thing is, she was potentially texting on the way to his house or their house without like letting them know that they were on the way. She was on the way, mm-hmm. so it was like she was already planning on going over. So she could have just said, "Hey, I'm on my way now." Is that okay? So, I mean, I think she's kind of the asshole. I don't think the person's overreacting, but I do think that there's a little bit of onus on their part as well.
Yeah.
Where it was like, can we talk about this later? I'm busy right now, or I'm doing something with my friends.
Because he even says, he said, I said, I'm not doing this right now. Okay. But if you were in the middle of a, first of all, don't start sensitive conversations if you know that you can't complete to the end. Like, that sounds filthy. But in all seriousness, if you know that you're starting to talk about something that's going to lead to some feelings, especially some big feelings, because apparently she was having some really big feelings about it. You know, recognize, hey, now is not a good time for us to be talking about this. Can we talk about it when, you know, X, Y, Z? I definitely feel like there should have been some more communication. But I'm also concerned about why she has his location and is monitoring it.
A lot of people do that. It's very Gen Z, and I don't understand why.
I don't either. I don't need anybody to know where I am.
No. I mean, unless it's like, hey, I'm going on a date. here's my location in case something happens. And then just have it on for that point.
Yeah.
But no, like, and I guess, I don't know if it's Gen Z, but it's a new thing where anyone with an iPhone, they want you to share your location. So there's, I watch Ryland and Shane. Mm-hmm. And Ryland talks about how everyone in his family shares their location so they know where they are at all times. And it's like, why? I don't need my family to know where I am at all times. It's none of their business most of the time.
Yeah, no. I know one of the girls that I work with, she has her location turned on for some of our mutual friends. Like, so some of our mutual friends will be like, oh, she's at XYZ. Because I can see her location. And I'm like, why?
So weird, yeah.
I don't need anybody to know where I am. Unless I tell you where I am, you don't need to know. You can safely assume where I am the majority of the time. I'm either at home in bed or I'm at work, but, you know.
Yeah. It's very strange.
But, yeah, I don't think that this guy is the asshole per se. Because I do feel like I agree with you that some of the onus is on him. Because he could have handled this situation better in the first place, so it didn't escalate to this point. But also, she should absolutely not have come over like that. That's weird. It's stalkerish. I don't like that at all. And I don't like that she has his location, so she's tracking where he's going. Because that's just a great way to start getting abused, in my opinion.
Yeah. Do you see any comments in there that lean one way or the other?
So let's see. This person said, not the asshole. I understand wanting to talk and work out something serious in a relationship, but spamming you with texts and calls and then barging in on you without so much as a can I come over is beyond rude. With her interrogation, did she think you were cheating or something? This is so funny because OP responded with, yes, she said that it was fishy that I was at Panda Express. The Panda Express is right next to a dormitory, but I literally had the payment in my bank transaction, but she didn't want to look at it. I called my friend so he could explain, and she told me to hang up. And then the person who had originally commented, the Chinese food for dinner is suspicious. That's a new one to me. This is my favorite comment. Enjoying a succulent Chinese meal is not a crime.
That's funny.
Let's see. It looks like everybody's pretty on board with them not being the asshole, including somebody saying, please end this relationship. It's not worth it to be tracked and constantly questioned. And now she's coming over unannounced as well to check on you. It sounds exhausting.
Yeah, I would also never give anyone, one, my location, but also the code to get into my house or apartment or anything like that.
Yeah, and somebody else agreed with me saying, change the code now and stop letting her track your phone. That sounds like controlling stalker behavior.
Yeah.
If you won't accept that you aren't ready to talk about the issues the two of you are having and let you have the space, you might want to rethink the relationship.
Yeah.
And then somebody said what you said. I think this is what the kids do now. They let themselves be tracked.
It's really weird. I don't like it.
I don't like it either. I think it's weird. I think it's creepy. I don't think anybody should be able to be tracking me.
All right. So not the asshole from our perspective.
Yes, not the asshole.
All right. And then mine is, am I the asshole for telling a housemate I can hear them having sex? Shared building with myself in the downstairs in-law and three women in the main portion of the house. Around 9 p.m. the other night, I hear an ear in the mattress of the mattress, and it's pretty obvious someone upstairs is doing the old, pardon the vague euphemism, penis and vagina intercourse. Okay.
Oh my God.
I occupy myself elsewhere where I can't hear it, and when the sounds have been absent for a while, I text, not to be crass or make anyone self-conscious, but before the next sexy time, that mattress needs some serious de-squeaking. I've left some WD-40 at the bottom of the basement stairs. Smiley face. To all the three girls above, as I'm not sure who's doing what, not like it matters. And I did leave an old bottle of WD-40 out with the mail on the basement steps, not in a cheeky way, but as a genuine solution to said problem. Total acquaintance relationship for all three. They do their thing and I do mine, and paths rarely cross. We share some communal things like laundry, mail distribution, and trash or recycling, but separate entrances, and we don't interact socially. The next day I received this as a response. That was incredibly crass and intrusive the other night. Please put on headphones next time. What am I missing? What did I do or didn't do to make me an asshole? Is said response being an asshole? A genuine question, not morally high ground or trying to call someone what? I don't understand.
Oh no.
Thanks in advance for the advice. I mean, I don't think this is rude. I think that was actually a pretty funny way to say, hey, I can hear you, and it's really unnecessary for me to be able to hear you.
I feel like it would be funnier if they weren't just acquaintances.
Yeah.
If they were all friends, like if you did that to me, that'd be hilarious. I would think that was so fucking funny. I would also be super embarrassed, but like it'd be super fucking funny. But I think the deal here is that is more friendship type behavior than acquaintance behavior. I would never do that to an acquaintance.
Yeah. So, but I guess my thing is it's super uncomfortable. So how would you approach that situation?
So definitely a hard conversation would have to be had about that. I personally think that I would want to have either a roommate meeting, you know, like, hey, we're all adults, we're all going to be engaging in some point in sexy times, but can we lay out some ground rules for sexy times? You know, like notifying your roommates that you're going to be having somebody over so they have the option to leave.
Yeah.
That which is what I do. I try to, if I know that I'm going to be engaging in anything sexual, I usually try to, you know, let my roommates know, hey, so-and-so is coming over. We're going to be spending some time together. And then, you know, they're like, oh, okay, cool, cool, cool. You know, definitely a conversation has to be had about that, because nobody should have to listen to somebody else having sex unless they want to. You know,
no.
Some people don't want an audience and some people don't want to have to listen. Headphones are a good solution, but I don't feel like anybody went about that the correct way.
No.
You should definitely be more considerate of your roommates if you know that the bed is going to be squeaky.
Or you don't know that your bed is squeaky.
True.
Because maybe you can't hear it while you're doing the sticky icky.
I mean, possibly. I can usually hear if the bed is squeaky, though. But I am also, like, hella autistic. So.
Mm-hmm. And then they also offered up the following explanation. They felt I was being crass and inappropriate for my text message and WD-40 solution, where I feel my actions were pragmatic. And for an uncomfortable situation.
Again, I feel like in that instance, I don't feel like that was the appropriate response, but I don't necessarily think that makes them the asshole. I think that they could have done better, especially because, like I said, that's not their friend. They even said, like, we're acquaintances. We rarely see each other. Like, I don't know. I can understand where the roommate would be coming from. Like, oh man, that feels really awkward. We're not close enough for you to be making that kind of joke with me.
Yeah. Somebody said something about not the asshole. Next time you just start yelling oohs and ahs when they are doing it. very sure it will stop immediately. That's a little bit rude.
That's rude and childish.
Yes.
And not a good solution whatsoever. People need to learn to communicate. Oh my God.
Yeah. I think that's the biggest issue here. It's like communicate with your, like actually have a face-to-face conversation, although that would be very uncomfortable. And right. I will say we've heard things from our neighbors and it's very uncomfortable, especially when we pass them in the hallway the next day.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I know what was happening and it was like during the day while I was home and they knew I was home.
Yeah.
Like get a new bed, y'all. That's crazy.
That's a different conversation to have, to be honest. But no, that's a really petty response and actually doesn't fix the situation at all and creates a toxic roommate situation. So I'm not sure why that person decided to offer up that suggestion, but that makes them the asshole.
Yeah, so I'm kind of on the fence. I don't think he's necessarily an asshole. I do think that he... it was a little childish.
Yeah. I think that he could have handled it better, but I don't think that makes him an asshole. Wow, I can't speak English.
There are 74 people typing on this one right now.
Holy shit.
That's insane.
That's a lot.
All right. Your next one.
All right. Am I the asshole for painting a curse word on the wall of my friend's new home?
Potentially. Before we go anywhere, potentially, unless they're very good friends and you're helping them paint over it.
Right. Right. I'm like, how close of friends?
Yeah.
My friend and his wife just bought their first home. It's a fixer-upper and I've been helping them out with the fixing. My father was a handyman and contractor, so I have a lot of skills and experience with doing maintenance, repairs, and upgrades on a house. I also have pretty much all of the tools I need to do most of the work. This last weekend, I was helping paint the dining room. I had everything set up the way I wanted and I was ready to go. For some fucking reason, his wife decides to let their dogs into the room I'm painting. One of them steps in the roller tray and then jumps up on me. His wife laughed it off like it was not a big deal that I had paw prints on me. I also had to throw out that primer because it now had mud in it. I had told them both to let me do the work in peace. After I prepared a new tray of paint, I wrote the word fuck in large letters on the wall. In primer. For those of you who may not know, primer is the coat of paint that you put down before the actual paint. For lack of a better word, it sticks to the wall better, and when it dries, it creates a better surface for the paint to stick to. His wife saw it and freaked. She said I was drawing profanity in her house. I told her it was primer and to stay out of my way. I then finished the job and went home. My friend called me and said that I had really upset his wife with my childishness and that she would not let me back until I apologized. I asked him what I was apologizing for. He said that I wrote a curse word on his wall. I asked him to provide a picture. He said he couldn't since I had painted over it. I asked what the problem was since the word wasn't there anymore. He said that I needed to apologize. I said that him wanting me to apologize was in no way the same as me needing to apologize. He said that I could not come back until I did. No problem for me. I was helping him for free on my weeks off from work. He called me 2 days later and asked if I was coming to finish painting since I would be away at work for 3 weeks. I said I wasn't ready to apologize yet and maybe I would when I got back. I probably won't. Now she's telling everyone that I'm a shitty person for leaving a job half finished. I tell everyone who asks that I was working for free and that they told me not to come back. Now there's a big fight in our friend group between the people who think I should keep the peace and those who think she's being an entitled whiner. No one else is volunteering to help at their house, and now either they have to half-ass the job or pay someone. I'm getting hell for that too. Am I the asshole?
For the writing the profanity on the wall, no. For the reaction afterwards.
And all the other behavior.
And I think also she's being a little bit of a childish person too. So I think in this instance, all three of them are kind of assholes.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. It's like, was it an asshole move to write fuck on the wall? No.
No. Especially if it's with primer that you're going to paint over and now you can't even see it.
Exactly. You can't see it. It's not permanent. But I do think that, you know, when she's just like, when the friend came and is just like, hey, my wife's really upset about this. Can you just apologize? You know, he could have had a conversation. Again, this is communication. Like, he could have had a conversation and been like, hey, it really upset me when your wife let the dogs in while I was trying to get this done and I had to restart everything. And I vented my frustration by putting fuck on the wall. And then they could both apologize to each other and then move on. Like, this, yeah. it does not need to get this far.
I do feel like he may have overreacted to the whole dog situation because, yeah, it kind of sucks because he has to prep new primer, which you just pour it into a thing. Who cares? Throw out what you use, throw out what was damaged and just get new. You're not paying for it. I hope. I mean, it sounds like you're not. It's not that big of a deal. I think he kind of overreacted, but I understand he was frustrated. And that's how he wanted to get his frustration out. But then she overreacted by asking him to apologize when really he didn't necessarily do anything wrong because there's nothing there. So it doesn't matter.
Right.
I just think it's weird.
Underneath it says OP has offered the following explanation for why they think they might be the asshole. I was upset by my friend's wife ruining part of the work I was doing for them, so I wrote a curse word on the wall in primer. She saw it. I then completed painting the wall, and the word was gone like it never existed. I was going to paint over the primer anyways. I might be the asshole because I refused to apologize and continue to work for free for an ungrateful and deranged woman. I think that statement makes him the asshole by saying she's being deranged. Because she's not being deranged. Is she overreacting? Sure.
Is she maybe a little ungrateful for the way that the situation happened? Yeah.
Totally agree with that. But when you move from saying that somebody's being ungrateful, which is like one could argue, yes, like she's being ungrateful because I can understand that. Because, you know, he feels that way because she allowed the dogs into the space while he was trying to do his work that he's doing for free. You know, I can understand how that would come across as ungrateful. I would also feel like that was ungrateful. However, when you start moving from ungrateful to calling somebody deranged or crazy or all this other stuff, you're invalidating your own argument. Because now you're stooping to this level of saying that this person's behavior is absolutely batshit insane and all this other stuff. And like, that's not true. She was upset and asked for an apology. He also was upset and could have asked for an apology. Like, communication. But anyway, let's scroll down and see what's going on. So let's see. Somebody said not the asshole. Did they even offer to pay you for the job to begin with? If not, they aren't entitled to your time. Besides, the word is covered, so it shouldn't be a big deal. They wouldn't have ever seen it if they didn't walk in before you painted over it. They said they didn't need to offer to pay. I was glad to help. I have a lot of free time on my off weeks, and I was glad to do it. And it's just like, you know, fair. Like, as that goes, if you're happy to do it, though, I also feel like you shouldn't be doing stuff to ruffle feathers. Like, why are you pissing off your friends? Let's see.
See, I also don't understand why the rest of their friends are getting upset with him, because now they're going to have to either do it themselves or pay someone to do it. It's their house. They should either be doing it themselves or pay someone to do it.
Yeah.
Like, he was just being a good friend and doing it for them for free without asking for anything. And then it kind of dissolved. I do still think that both sides were being ridiculous.
Yeah. It looks like the primary consensus is not the asshole because you're doing them a favor. But I also understand, like, I don't know. I think they're both being ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think everybody in this situation is the asshole because everybody's being ridiculous for no reason.
I have to look something up for this next one. It's not an am I the asshole. It's an advice. And there's an abbreviation.
Oh, okay. We're learning new abbreviations today on Now About That podcast.
Oh, okay. I'm assuming I'm going to go with this because it's the only thing that came up. So this is, should I break up with my girlfriend for this?
If you're Monday thinking about it, you probably should.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Monday is our 2-year anniversary, and she just asked me if she can go to the gym and work out with another guy in the morning. Doesn't sound like a bad thing right now. Mm-hmm. We have a mutual hobby and both know this guy from there. She's friends with him. I actually like him too, but their relationship has made me uncomfortable and has caused many fights. Our relationship has been very turbulent already. She has BPD, which is borderline BPD. Personality disorder.
Yeah.
So she has borderline personality disorder, and I just feel like her asking to do this, especially on our 2-year anniversary, is extremely disrespectful, as she knows their relationship makes me uncomfortable. I'm just tired of boundaries being pushed. So he's asking, should he break up with her? I mean, I think he should break up with her anyways, because it sounds like they're not in a very good relationship.
Yeah.
Especially if you're being super... Like, if you feel this,
if you're feeling this insecure,
yes, thank you. That's the word I was looking for.
Then you should not be in this relationship, but also work on your fucking self.
Yeah.
Like,
it does sound like you have some personal issues, and her borderline personality disorder really doesn't have anything to do with this conversation. So I don't really understand why he brought it in.
He's trying. So there's this belief that people who have borderline personality disorder are constantly cheating, because it's an issue where the brain forms very quick, very intense connections to other people. And everybody and their brother seems to think that that must mean that it's always sexual.
No.
But it's not. And yes, the fact that he brought that up, he's trying to make people feel bad for him, in that, you know, well, people with BPD are a constant risk for cheating, blah, 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 blah. I hear this shit all the time. But the truth of the matter is, the reason that people have BPD is because of significant amounts of trauma. I struggle, like, I hit almost all the points for BPD because of the significant amounts of childhood trauma I have. Does that mean that I'm running around and cheating on people? No. Does that mean that I need a therapist? Yes.
I think to me, it sounds like he doesn't want to be in this relationship anyways.
So he's giving excuses.
And he's just giving excuses. And a lot of the people, I don't like some of their answers. It seems like they're like, oh, well, she's cheating on you anyways. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say anything. Like, just because their relationship, the guy that she wants to go to the gym and work out with, and his girlfriend's relationship makes him uncomfortable, doesn't mean she's cheating.
No.
She could just be very, like, that's how she is with her friends, whether they're male or female.
Her friend.
Yeah.
Like, and if you can't handle somebody having friends of the opposite sex, don't date.
And he even said, oh, well, we share a mutual hobby with him, and we've hung out times, and I'm even cool with him. So it's like, well, if you're cool with him,
then why are you being such a bitch?
Maybe trust that nothing will happen with him if you're friends with him as well.
Right.
Like
it doesn't. If this was an am I the asshole, I would absolutely be saying you're the asshole.
Yeah.
In this instance, my recommendation is that you break up with her, because clearly you are holding her back and being a shitty ass partner. So fuck you.
Yeah. And then somebody responded, you've set clear boundaries with her. She's broken them. She knows she's breaking them because she asked you, thus putting the blame on you and not her. Do you want to marry someone who will constantly violate your boundaries and blame you for her behavior? That's... If the answer is no, then break up with her.
Oh my God. That person's disgusting. And I hope that they have a really shitty Christmas. I hope that everything that could possibly go wrong for them does. Like, because that's the worst fucking response. And how disgusting, putting all the onus on her and saying that she's the one to blame for his behavior, his insecurities.
Also, there are people talking about the sexual side. It's like, there's no mention in here about anything sexual or anything like that. He's just saying it makes him uncomfortable.
And like,
I don't think there's clear information about what's making him uncomfortable. Is it that he's a male and she's a female and they're hanging out and going to the gym and doing stuff like that?
Exactly.
Guess what? People are sweating at the gym. It's disgusting. No one wants to do anything like that. Well, that's not true.
I mean,
most people don't want to do something like that in the gym. And if they do, it's not usually with the opposite gender.
But here's the thing. And this is actually something that's been really, really bothering me. People do not understand, okay? Boundaries are for yourself. They're not for other people. You cannot enforce boundaries for other people. You enforce boundaries for yourself. So if you consider that a breach of your boundaries, then you need to move on. Like, you can't just tell somebody, well, it's my boundary that you don't hang out with people of the opposite sex. That's not a real boundary. That's not how boundaries work. That is literally not how boundaries work. Boundaries are things that you will accept for yourself in a relationship. So for example, I have a boundary that I do not want to be around people who are going to be drinking and doing hard drugs. Okay. I cannot enforce that on a partner, but I cannot choose to be in a relationship with a person who's doing that.
Yeah. So I see it two different ways. It's a personal boundary, and then there's also relationship boundaries where you have come to an agreement that these are the boundaries within the parameters of our relationship.
Correct. But again, that's an agreement, and this is not an agreement.
Yeah.
This is something he's trying to force her into, as he said that they've had multiple arguments about it. He's trying to force her into agreeing with that boundary that he's trying to set. And then saying it like, well, she's breaking my boundaries. No. No. Like, if that's a boundary you have for yourself, then break up with her.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's not a boundary that has been agreed upon in your relationship and therefore cannot be enforced because you haven't communicated about it. Like, and clearly you haven't communicated about it because you're coming to the internet for advice.
I mean, my thing is, if you're going to the internet, you probably already know the answer and you just want some random people to
agree with you
and validate your answer. Yeah.
Which
stupid.
Which is ridiculous and a curse upon all those people who are shifting the blame onto her when he's being the asshole in this situation. Like, fuck all those people.
There's one of these that I'm scrolling through Reddit. It says, what is the weirdest text you got that was accidentally sent to you? Mine thing is, it's not really an accident, but I keep getting these random text messages, and I know that they're from like bots or hackers or someone that wants something stupid, because they're not from a phone number, they're from an email address. And it'd be like, click this link to follow to my sexy time video, and it's like, what? Or there's a lot of them have been your UPS mail or your US mail could not be delivered. Click this link to find out where you need to go to collect it. It's like, well, I'm not getting anything delivered, so I know that's not true. And they don't usually send a text message if something happens. They usually just send it back to the person that sent it.
Right.
Or leave a note in my mailbox.
Let's see. The weirdest text. I don't know what has happened, but apparently I'm signed up for these text messages about candles from this company called Goose Creek.
Yikes.
I do not remember signing up for these text messages.
You probably didn't. You probably signed something at some point and they sold your information to that company.
Probably.
It happens a lot.
That's probably the weirdest text I've gotten in a long time. Like, I don't usually get weird random texts. Every now and then I'll like wonder about maybe texting like my phone neighbor. So the person whose phone number is just like one digit different than mine.
Oh, I did that accidentally one time. So I was, and it wasn't like I was editing a picture and I meant to text it. I don't know why I was texting it to myself, but I meant to text it to myself.
Okay.
And I texted it to the wrong number. I also, this was like on my very first iPhone. So I don't know why I was texting it to myself. But I was texting it to myself, maybe so that I could delete it from my photos, but still have it in my text messages so that I could save it later if I wanted to. Okay. I don't remember. It was very awkward. It's very weird.
And they were like, imagine.
They were like, I don't think this was meant for me. I was like, nope, you're right. It wasn't. Sorry.
Nope, you're right. It wasn't. My bad. I'm just like, man, I wish I got weird texts like that on occasion, but then I also don't. I'd rather people didn't contact me.
Yeah. Yeah, I would rather you not text, well, especially not call me, which, speaking of, I got a phone call earlier from a Vermont number, and I actually got two phone calls from this Vermont number, and it was, so here's the, they left a voicemail. Says, hey, this is Emma from Opportunity One. I'm calling with some good news. We have you pre-qualified for a $40,000 loan with very affordable monthly payments of around $569. This is a terrific option for you to reach your financial goals. Now, this offer is for a limited time and on the first come, first serve basis. So please call me back as soon as possible at 855 blah, 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 blah. Availability is limited. I don't want you to miss this great offer. You can speak to me. You can speak with me or any member of the team. Give us a call today and let us help you achieve your financial goals. I look forward to speaking to you soon and have a blessed day. And you know what I did with that? I deleted it because one, it's probably a scam, but two, I also don't need to do another loan right now.
But also, like, affordable payments, $569. What?
That's more than half my rent. That's about a car payment.
That's more than half my rent. When I had a car, you know what my car payments were?
Like $150?
$197.
Yeah.
Like,
have you seen these TikToks where it's like people working at a dealership and they're like, oh, I have this car and I pay $1,100 a month? It's like, how do you live? Also, why do you have such a high car payment? What is your interest rate?
Like, that's insane. That's rent.
I mean, mine's not cheap right now, but it's also, it's an electric car. So it's like, it offsets the maintenance and the gas that I'm not paying for.
Right. Exactly. So
the monthly, the amount that I'm paying over what I was paying for my last car is equal to or less sometimes than what I would pay for the maintenance and gas in my other car.
Right. Like I can understand when like it's going to be something like that where you're seeing a difference because, you know, you're not having to spend money on XYZ. But like, what? $1,100? Absolutely not. Oh my God.
That's insane.
So that makes me think about, though, because I was talking with my friend Quinn earlier, and Quinn was telling me about visiting Cupertino, California, and how the minimum, like the on average cost of a 2-bedroom apartment in Cupertino is like $5,700 a month.
Jesus.
And that does not include anything, like no utilities or anything like that. And I'm just like, damn, $5,700 a month for a two-bedroom apartment. At that point, I'm just buying a house. Like, the house is going to be more affordable. The mortgage is going to be more affordable than that. That's ridiculous.
Well, in according to Rent Cafe, Rhode Island's average rent is $2,489 for a 843 square foot apartment. Two bedroom apartment. Insane. It's expensive to live in Rhode Island.
Yes, it's expensive to live anywhere on the East Coast. So the costliest apartment in the world.
Oh, that's like millions.
Is this penthouse called of the Odeon Tower. Its value is estimated at 300 million euros, making it the most expensive apartment ever listed. What's the highest rent?
I was going to say, there's like, in New York, you can rent a penthouse apartment for like $40,000 a month. It's like, why? That's someone's salary sometimes. More than someone's salary in most cases in the United States.
This is so funny because this says based on the rental cost, this is from Guinness World Records, based on the rental cost of a two-bedroom apartment, Hong Kong is the most expensive place in the world to rent living accommodation with a monthly cost of $3,737. But that is not the most expensive.
I wonder how old that is, though.
I don't know. But I did know that Hong Kong was one of the most expensive places to live in the world. The number one most expensive city in the world, though, is a tie between Singapore and Zurich, Switzerland. So.
Interesting.
The cheapest city to live in is, as of 2020, is Damascus, Syria. And you know why it's so cheap? Because it doesn't really exist anymore because we bombed the fuck out of it because we're terrible people. All of these places that are listed as the cheapest cities in the world to live in have all been at some point decimated by the United States.
It doesn't surprise me. Speaking of decimated, have you seen the whole debate? I put that in quotes because I don't know that it was actually a debate. They just kind of had a pissing contest between Ron DeSantis and Governor Cuoco.
I have not.
So I guess there was a lot, and I'm only seeing it from one side, so I don't know like what happened. Like what Ron DeSantis was saying most of the time, because one, I don't really care about him. But a lot of it was basically Cuomo saying, okay, you're attacking me for all these things, but you're not even winning the Republican candidacy in your own state where you're the governor of.
Yeah. Hilariously, I read something earlier. I had a pop-up from Reddit saying Mitt Romney said that a Democrat would be so much better than putting Trump back in office.
Oh, I think he said that like a while back.
It just makes me laugh. It just makes me laugh because I'm just like, that's his base is supposed to be Republicans.
Yeah.
And even big Republicans are like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Mitt Romney is leaning closer to moderate than like right wing.
I would agree with that. But like either way, he's still Mitt Romney.
A piece of crap Republican. Yeah. the other thing, we have to say congratulations for being only the sixth person in the United States history to ever be expelled from Congress. George Santos, congratulations, you giant piece of garbage.
Congratulations, you fuck weasel.
He also there was a video of him losing it walking off of the floor and screaming about there's terrorists, there's criminals still in there, they shouldn't be allowed in there either, if I'm not allowed in there. It's like, oh, dude, no, you're ridiculous. Also, someone pointed out, it's easy for Republicans to expel someone who is not a straight white male.
True.
Because he is Hispanic, sort of, and not straight. I don't know that I would. I mean, he's married to a male, so he's gay. But like, it's easy for them to expel someone like that than it is to expel someone insane, like what's his name?
Trump.
But no, Haley, something like that.
Yeah, he's the son of immigrants. But like, that doesn't make you a good person. It's always so funny to me because people will, and he's just a little bit older than us. Gross. He was born July 22nd, 1988. So he scares me. So you'd think he'd be more intelligent, but whatever. I know that intelligence is not dictated by what year you were born in. However,
no. Well, what are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, not a whole heck of a lot. What about you?
I'm going to finish up the rest of these packages, and I have like 30 friendship bracelets to make, so that's going to be fun. And then Ryan asked what we're doing on Sunday. I don't really know. Plus, it's supposed to rain Sunday, so it's like, I don't really know what to do Sunday. And aside from that, probably just nothing.
Fair. I'm debating on whether or not I want to order Chinese food, because we were talking about Chinese food earlier, and now I want it.
When we were talking about, oh, that one, yeah, Panda Express.
That one, am I the asshole, because we were talking about Panda Express and Chinese food. Now I'm just like, you know what sounds good? Chinese food.
I have some pulled pork that, so it was funny. Ryan messaged me last night and he was like, how was that pork roast? And I was like, on it. And it was like 7 something. I was like, I don't know, because I haven't even eaten yet. And he goes, well, I just realized I forgot to put water in it. So he put it in the crock pot and didn't add any water. So the only thing that was in it was the juices from the pork roast. And I was like, yeah, it's real dry. He was like, well, do you want me to stop and get something on the way home? I was like, yeah, that's fine. And I was like, I'll pull it apart and put it in barbecue sauce and stuff. And we can have it tomorrow as like sandwiches instead of what it is today. It was a mess.
No, I bet. It sounds like it'd be real, real dry.
So I made some barbecue pulled pork that I'm going to have for dinner. And then the potatoes and stuff, I'm going to put it into the oven and try and make them kind of a little bit more. Because the potatoes were fine, and I put more water in and let them go for a little bit longer. So I'm going to put them in the oven to kind of make them crisp up a little bit, maybe.
There you go. Next weekend, I'm going to a dinner party. We're like having some of the people from our polyam group are going to have a potluck dinner, and I'm making my key lime pie tarts for it, which I'm very excited. I bought all the ingredients.
That's fun. Mm-hmm. I have decided that I'm taking the week of Christmas off. I'm not planning on doing anything, but I just decided we don't have new hire orientation then. It's the end of the year. Might as well just take the week off.
Yeah, take
the week. I have 60 hours to burn before the end of the year anyways, so why not?
Yeah, do the thing.
So even after that, though, I still have 3 days that I need to use, and I used half a vacation day today. So I haven't worked. I stopped working at noon.
Nice. Good for you.
But I still have 3 vacation days I need to use between now and the end of the year.
I'm so excited because we finally hired somebody else to work on the weekends. So this means at the end of the month, I won't have to be the only person working on Sundays all day, which will be great.
Well, that's nice.
Like, I just have to survive until the end of the month.
All right. Well, you ready to call it a podcast?
Yeah, I think we can call it a podcast.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you liked this episode, give us a like, a comment, and don't forget to follow or subscribe. Leave us a review in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. And feel free to follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere is at Now About That Pod. And if there's something specific you would like us to discuss on the podcast, make sure you email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. Visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com, or you can give us a text or leave us a voicemail. Our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you have a great week, since this will be coming out on Monday. And Sarah, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Oh, also, before we go, recording, it is AIDS Awareness Day.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
So get tested. Understand the stigma around HIV and AIDS, and know your status. Speaking of, yeah. I have to go prick myself because I have to test for my PrEP pills.
Yay!
I keep forgetting, and it was delivered after we had left, so I couldn't do it.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
But what James said, know your status.
All right, everybody. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.